This is Judy Gamm, and I'm here with Dr. Ron Bosley from Prism Dermatology, and you're listening to The Skin Scoop, where you go to get the scoop on your skin. Microneedling is what I want to talk about today, because there's something about saying, put a bunch of needles in my face that right. just does not sound
kind
like
of scary.
Right?
Sounds like torture.
It does sound like torture.
But this is a big thing in skincare. Over the last few years, maybe even a decade now, these devices and tools that have been used across the globe for skin rejuvenation. So that's what dermatologists use microneedles for, to help rejuvenate the skin, produce more collagen, to help tighten the skin, reduce acne scars, and several other indications, pore sizes, etc. But I want to make sure we clarify, you know, the usage of these and who should use them. There are a lot of over-the-counter versions, you know, dermal rollers or roller pens that people buy off of Amazon.
I just feel like that's an infection waiting to happen.
It can be, you know, and that's why I am not someone who says, oh, just go out and get a dermal pen and just use it, because it can lead to issues. Mm-hmm. These pens are varying depths of the skin. They can break the skin as a needle, leading to infections. They are rolling, so they may actually pierce the skin and cause excess damage. So the premise behind anything that stimulates collagen is a controlled injury. And that's why at Prism Dermatology, we use a mechanical, medical-grade, FDA-approved microneedling pen to make sure that we're controlling the injury, we're having precision with our treatments to get the desired result.
Well, for our listeners who may say, you know, I've heard of microneedling, I don't know about it. Let's kind of walk through what happens. A patient says, I'm going to make an appointment. They're going to come in for microneedling. What happens to them then?
So first, we make sure we do a proper consultation and we set expectations. So for my patients who have enlarged pores, acne scars, who may have oily skin, or maybe fine lines and wrinkles, I educate them on the skin pen. So that is our FDA-approved microneedling pen that, after numbing the skin, because it is micro, there are microneedles.
So how bad does it hurt? Well, I guess you numb it so you don't feel it.
And that's one of the
But if you didn't numb it,
you'd feel it. They are very small micro needles that go to varying depths in the skin. So from a quarter of a millimeter to 2 millimeters, which is about the thickness of the skin. So it's important to have someone who is experienced control that quote-unquote injury that we're providing. But again, everyone's numb.
I love that statement, the injury we're providing.
Everyone's numb. Everyone is comfortable. We discuss expectations. The microneedling is performed. And based on the depth, we'll provide some maybe redness, some maybe crusting, not too much downtime. Whereas if we need to do a more aggressive treatment, you can have some pinpoint bleeding and scabbing.
Oh, that was going to be my next question. Yeah. Do people bleed?
Yeah, pinpoint bleeding is expected.
But that not a lot of it, right?
Not a lot. And that's where the vampire facial that you may have heard is using microneedling as well as a blood portion, PRP, to stimulate more collagen. So we expect some pinpoint bleeding. That's actually a sign of endpoint for our treatments. Mm-hmm. And it does help. I mean, it does require multiple treatments. So I educate patients that it's not a one-time thing.
Right.
The best results come from series of treatments. And we go from there. And then also just educating patients on what types of microneedling is available. I mean, you have your mechanical microneedling, you have your manual, which is the dermal rollers and some other devices that are available in medical offices, and then energy-based microneedling. So those are microneedles that are introduced to the skin, and then energy is placed in the skin, which further improves collagen and skin tightening. And so that's the benefit of adding a little heat or energy to your microneedling.
And do you do that as well?
That is what we want to do at Prism Dermatology. We want to make sure that we're offering a wide diaspora of treatments to get a wide diaspora of results.
Yeah.
Because my concern is patients are hearing about microneedling and they look at certain television shows and celebrities who get microneedling and don't understand what type of needling they receive.
So. Yeah. I think this is so good to understand what happens over there. And then as far as downtime, you may mention this. Did I miss it? How long are you down for if you have microneedling?
Depending on the settings, you can be pink for several hours up to pink for 48 hours.
But you don't have to miss work or anything, right?
No. This is a treatment that you can do over lunch. go back to work with a nice tinted sunscreen and blend right in.
Okay, so what about men? Do men get this done?
Absolutely. So I'll mention one of the common indications for men is pore size. Mm-hmm. Men with oily skin who have enlarged
even
pores.
Around the nose, does
absolutely.
This help? Absolutely.
We treat the entire face, neck. We can treat the chest. So it's really great for
the
men.
The chest, really?
Right, men and women who have some sun damage, maybe some thinning of the skin. You want to induce that controlled injury that we're providing to stimulate collagen and make the skin more taut, make it more youthful appearing.
Well, I think this is fascinating information. And if you're considering microneedling, you should probably go see Dr. Ron Bosley at Prism Dermatology. Not probably, you definitely should see Dr. Ron Bosley at Prism Dermatology. That's PrismDermatology.com. It's 817-329-1350.